This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is going to be a different kind of Thanksgiving for a lot of people in the Northeast, people who are thankful they survived Sandy, who are thankful for what they have, and who are perhaps thankful for the government help they're getting to rebuild. It can and will probably with Sandy come to billions of dollars, and that cost is raising new questions about whether it makes sense to keep on building in places where Mother Nature just knocks you down. Robert Young directs the Center for the Study of Developed Shorelines at Western Carolina University. Welcome to the program.
Great to be here.
This is, it seems to me, the textbook definition of moral hazard, right? There is almost no risk to these people other than the dislocation of having homes wiped out, but they will be made almost whole by the federal and state government.
You know, this is a perfect example of where we should be allowing market forces to play a larger role in the decision-making process. You're absolutely right. The federal and state taxpayers, through a wide variety of subsidies, assume a lot of the risk of both building and rebuilding in some of these hazardous areas. And I really think we need to change that calculus.
Okay, but that's a tough sell, right? Who's the first politician going to be who's going to say, yeah, no, you're on your own, man?
Well, maybe someone from Kansas or the...
But then the Kansas guy is going to worry about tornadoes.
Ah, yes. But, you know, tornadoes don't destroy the same town 8 or 9 times in 25 or 30 years. But we do have coastal communities that have received federal disaster declarations 7, 8, 9 times in the last 3 decades. So, you know, there's a big difference what's going on here on the coast. We know where these vulnerable and risky areas are, and we have many places where there is repeat damage.
All right, this is going to sound completely superficial, but here goes. Yeah, but it's so pretty down there. You got the waves and the ocean and the beach. I mean, it's nice.
Absolutely. And the coastal economy is a very important part of many of the sort of grand scheme economies of these coastal states. But if the coastal economy is so vibrant, then they ought to be able to pay their own way.
Should we, do you think, move people out of known danger areas? Not necessarily, investment homes on the coast, but should we take communities that are on the Jersey Shore, right, which got clobbered in Sandy, and say, you know what, it doesn't make market-based sense for us to let you live here. You got to go.
You know, I think every chance we have an opportunity to do something like that, that's a long-term solution to the vulnerability problem. And trying to put the houses back on the beachfront and then pump a beach back in front of them to somehow temporarily guarantee their safety, well, we're going to be dealing with that issue again. Whenever we have an opportunity to take a community or an area out of harm's way and relocate those structures or do a buyout, then, you know, that's a long-term solution.
Yeah, but these are people's homes, right? I mean, grandma and grandpa and great-grandma and great-grandpa live there?
Well, largely no. That's not true. I mean, if we're talking about the oceanfront, let's take North Carolina, for example. 95 to 97% of that oceanfront property is investment property. It's not primary residences.
It almost sounds like we ought to move to a cornfield in Ottumwa, Iowa, and be safe right there and just kind of hunker down.
Well, I mean, you know, we developed some of these programs like the Federal Flood Insurance Program because we understood that there are some places where we might want people to live in risky areas like farming in the Mississippi floodplain or something like that. Yeah. Or, you know, we may want people to be in southern Louisiana fishing and servicing the oil industry. I also think we need to have a national conversation about, you know, where we want to pour federal funds and where we don't. Right now, it's just a knee-jerk response after every storm.
Rob Young is a professor at Western Carolina University where he directs the Center for the Study of Developed Shorelines. Rob, thanks a lot.
Thank you.